Hey guys, it's Brock Lesnar bringing you the first official video of 2021. Thank you so much for being a subscriber or a viewer of Brock Lesnar Hoops. If you are not yet, please go ahead and subscribe now. Take a few moments to do that to start the new year off right and help your fantasy basketball team dominate the competition. Channel's quickly growing. We're approaching almost 2,000 subscribers, and I want you to be one of those first 2,000. No one can ever take that away from you. If you can also go ahead and two thumbs up, click that like button for me. That really helps out a whole lot. So let's get right to the transaction trends. And again, it is January 1st, 2021. And we can see who's flying off the waiver wire or who's quickly getting on it. Miles Bridges, we discussed him a couple of games ago because he was getting blocks. And I really love to see that. And on December 30th, he had 4 three-pointers made, 20 points, 16 rebounds, and again, 2 blocks. For a guy that's doing this freaking well, love to see it. I've been a huge fan of Miles Bridges for a while now. I was just concerned about his lack of opportunities to actually perform, but so far it looks like he's getting them. Sorry, just had to readjust the screen there. If he's somehow on your waiver wire, which is doubtful at this point, you definitely want to go ahead and pick him up and see how long he can keep this up. I really like his ability to help your fantasy basketball team. I was able to grab him in at least one of my leagues, and I have a waiver for him now. I doubt I'm going to get it because the secret's out on Miles Bridges. At least that's what I'm thinking. We may still be a little bit ahead of the curve, though. Hassan Whiteside, after only playing 3 games, just brutal, brutal, brutal. Brutal is the only word I could use. Hassan Whiteside was one of the top fantasy basketball contributors last season, so it's a little insane to see him barely getting any sort of playing time. It's hard to tell you what to do. I mean, yes, it might be time to move on, and a lot of people are moving on, as you were able to see. But if Marvin Bagley gets injured or Rashawn Holmes gets injured, he's going to get 20 to 25 minutes and become one of the best fantasy basketball players. So if you could stomach a month or two in hope, I mean, you're better off with him than a guy like Naz Reid. I think I'm going to hold on, even though it hurts and pains me significantly, to have him on some of my teams where he's only getting 3 minutes. I still think he's going to play himself into some productive playing time. He's done that in the past, and I think he'll do it again this season. We shall see. Jackson, we've discussed him on the last waiver wire trench, but he's still being picked up, especially with there being a game today in just a few minutes, actually. So if he's somebody that's on your waiver wire, you may want to consider him as well. Crowder played 37 minutes, shot 55%, and he's had 2 strong games in a row, both wins. He got 37 minutes of playing time. I still prefer Cameron Johnson. And Jay Crowder, again, is a guy I told you before I wasn't excited about, but it has to be admitted, he's doing a really good job right now. So he seems to have a hot hand. So if you want to take a flyer on him, just keep in mind at any moment he could drop off. So I would use him on a streaming spot. I wouldn't drop somebody you value to pick up Jay Crowder. Cameron Johnson, who I just mentioned, only got 18 minutes in his last game, though the 2 three-pointers and the block, I like to see that. With several players on the Chicago Bulls sitting due to COVID protocols, Thaddeus Young got 27 minutes of playing time and was pretty productive. Had 15 points, 6 assists, 2 steals. And it's hard to say he's going to have long-term value once all of those guys are out of the COVID protocol. But if you want to take a flyer on him in a deep league, you may be able to grab him in a deep league, and he may be able to carve out a role for himself as a veteran on that team, though I wouldn't hold my breath. TJ Warren, we just found out he's going to undergo surgery on his foot, and he's going to be missing time. Very unfortunate to see. I avoided him mostly in drafts because he was dealing with plantar fasciitis, so it's tough to see that he's going to have foot surgery, and it doesn't even appear to be the same foot he got the fracture in, so he may have been compensating with the other foot, and this was the result. This makes him instantly a drop candidate. And that's going to increase the opportunity for guys like Malcolm Brogdon, Domantas Sabonis. And there's probably going to be a couple of guys that may benefit. Someone I may pick up right now who may be available in a deep league is Jeremy Lamb, and put him in your IR. Because if TJ Warren's out longer, than Jeremy Lamb is. Jeremy Lamb might come in and get minutes right away. More of a desperation pickup in a deeper format, because Jeremy Lamb has proven to be a quite effective fantasy basketball player in the past. Moving on, Otto Porter Jr. is another player who benefit from all the players on the COVID protocol. The Chicago Bulls, I believe it was four players. It was Lauri Markkanen, Tomas Satoransky. There may have been another player or two. Otto Porter Jr. had his best game of the season, made 5 3-pointers, had 28 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. And that's the sort of production that made Otto Porter Jr. a fantasy mainstay just a couple of seasons ago before he got injured last year. And hopefully, with a performance like this and the team getting the win, we'll continue to see Otto Porter Jr. getting minutes if he happens to be available in your league. This is definitely your sign that it is time to pick him up. I think he could continue producing like this. And for OKC, we got a game from Lugens Dort. He only got 17 minutes. They did get blown out. Did have 2 3-pointers, a steal, but not a great line from him. I would hold on to him. He's going to have a ton of opportunity on that Oklahoma City Thunder team all season, and I think he's going to help hurt. He's going to help you more than he's going to hurt you. George Hill did get 24 minutes, didn't do a whole lot with the minutes, but I do like to see the minutes. I do have concerns that he's going to get a lot of rest games because the Thunder are clearly tanking, are not playing for the playoffs. So I do have some concerns that down the line he may not be able to help you, or he's going to be sitting one game of back-to-backs. And if that happens, I don't know that he's a good enough player to really roster on the 12-team league if he's going to be missing a whole lot of games. So just something to keep in mind. Enes Kanter, we've discussed before, he's been getting playing time. He's been getting about as much playing time as Josef Nurkić. So something to keep an eye on there. Nurkić has not been performing to the degree we've expected, and it's a bit disappointing. And I say that as I'm wearing my Blazers jersey. But Bazley, after a really strong game on the 26th, has had 3 really bad shooting performances in a row. And I've told you guys before, my fear with him is he's going to hurt you in more categories than he's helping you in. And so far, that seems to be the case. He's the 192nd ranked player, according to Yahoo, getting a lot of turnovers. This last game only shot 33%. The game before that only shot 21%. The blocks are definitely nice, but he's hurting you in certain categories that I just value a whole lot. And I think you can get from other players without having to sacrifice your turnovers, your blocks, and your steals. For a guy only getting you 1.3 assists, he's averaging 2.3 turnovers. So right there, he's helping me in a lot of the categories that I value. And even the steals per game are pretty low. Maybe if his steals per game were more like 1.5, I could stomach these bad numbers. But as they are right now, they're not really great numbers. I felt bad I dropped him in one of my leagues on December 26th. But the 3 performances after that, I think we're going to get a lot of inconsistent play from Darius Bazley for the majority of the season. Harrison Barnes continues to have a pretty strong season. Had 24 points, made 2 3-pointers, had 8 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block, and only 1 turnover. They lost a close game against the Rockets. And according to Yahoo, he's ranked at 59 right now. That has a lot to do with his pretty decent percentages. He's keeping the turnovers low, getting you a good amount of rebounds. I think he can keep up this level of production. He's not getting you a ton of steals and blocks as of now, and I think he could score around that range. I think he could rebound around that range, and I think he is good for 2 to 3 assists. We might see the turnovers creep up just a little bit, but overall, Harrison Barnes seems to be a good player for them right now, and he's really helping them be pretty successful to start this season. They're doing better than I think a lot of people expected them to do. Rui Hachimura came back, played 25 minutes. He had 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 0 turnovers, and he had a really good game. So keep an eye on him. He may be on waiver wires due to all his missed games, and he had a really strong game here. There are some mouths to be fed on that team, and Davis Bertans isn't really getting minutes. I still have hope for Davis Bertans based on how much he was paid, but Rui Hachimura could be a part of that future as well. So it's hard to tell you which one is going to get the minutes and the role over the long term. I would pick him up as a flyer, but don't be surprised if the next game he ends up only getting 15-20 minutes and only getting you a couple of points and not much else. Norman Powell had one of his better games of the season. Played 34 minutes, but you do have to keep in mind Pascal Siakam was sitting that game because of disciplinary reasons. I don't know the exact reason. I believe he fouled out and went to the opposing teams visiting their locker room, and the team decided to suspend him for one game, and that opened up the minutes for Norman Powell. His performances before were not great, so he's not somebody I'm rushing to pick up. I'm just not sure he's going to get consistent minutes. There's no guaranteeing that. Robert Williams is being picked up quickly, ranked at 61 right now, according to Yahoo, with 1.8 blocks per game. I was able to pick him up in some deep leagues, picked him up in a 20-team league not that long ago, had 4 blocks, got 23 minutes. Very strong performance from him on the 30th. So if he's on your waiver wire, I've told you this before, definitely go pick him up. I think he can help your team, and I think he's going to continue getting minutes. Tyrese Haliburton had a more rookie-like performance than he's been having. So that may open some opportunity for you to try to trade for him. Yahoo has him ranked really highly right now. His percentages are really good. He's getting you three-pointers. He's getting you steals. He's keeping the turnovers low considering he's getting you over 4 assists. I told you this guy has the ability to help your team, and so far he's been doing just that. I expect him to continue getting 25 to 30 minutes a game, maybe even more than that. I think he's a natural starter, and maybe we might even see him play some minutes at the 3 in some small ball lineups. Rashawn Holmes had a really strong game against Houston. He played 36 minutes, shot almost 77% at 22 points, 13 rebounds, 2 steals, a block. And that is the sort of performance that makes me wish I had drafted Rashawn Holmes more than I did. I really should have drafted him more. There was one league where I picked Al Horford when I could have gotten Rashawn Holmes, and I definitely regret not doing that. He's a beastie fantasy basketball player, and that sort of production right there shows you what it is that he's able to do to help your team. Doug McDermott is being picked up quickly. He's another beneficiary of the surgery to TJ Warren. He got 25 minutes, had 3 three-pointers, 18 points, 9 rebounds, no assists, steals, or blocks. And just keep in mind, Doug McDermott reminds me a little bit of Kelly Olynyk, in which one game he'll get some minutes, hit a bunch of three-pointers and score, and then you pick him up, and then the next game he has a bad performance. He has been scoring in the teens consistently, and he was getting minutes even before the TJ Warren injury. So if you want to take a flyer on him, it's not the worst idea in the world. We might see him have a Duncan Robinson-like impact for your team because he is a really good shooter, though the free throw percentage at the moment is pretty poor. But just someone to keep in mind that may be available in a deeper format who might be able to help your team. Monte Morris got minutes on the 29th. We discussed him due to the Jamal Murray not playing. So we have to see how he does when Jamal Murray is getting minutes. There are a lot of pieces on that team, all vying for minutes, playing similar roles. So Monte Morris seems to be like one of those players that any given day could be the odd man out. Aaron Baines being dropped quickly after only getting 15 minutes. And this was with Pascal Siakam not playing the game at all. He did get you a three-pointer, but not great production from him so far. So unless there's an injury to Chris Boucher, it might be time to move on from Aaron Baines. We discussed yesterday when going over the box scores, but LaMelo Ball is flying off of waiver wires after getting you 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block, 4 three-pointers, 70% shooting, and he did it against Mr. Luka Doncic. So he brought his A game, and it's nice to see him step up to the spotlight like that. I think that's going to bode very well for his future prospects in the NBA. If he happens to be off your waiver wire, I definitely recommend picking him up. Kevin Love starting the season already and has a right calf strain and will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. And this is why I don't draft Kevin Love. He can't help you. He's a great player on paper, but if he's not playing, he can't help you. Now he's already injured. Maybe I might throw him in the IR just to see if later on, I mean, it's a free spot in the IR. If I don't need to use it for anything, he's a player I'd probably pick up. And when he comes back, see how he does for a few games. And maybe I try to trade him if he has a good game or two. But outside of that, this is why I'm not interested in Kevin Love. He's just very injury prone, was injury prone all of last season. What I do like is I own Larry Nance on a few teams, and that's definitely going to help. Eric Gordon had 26 minutes, made 17 points, had 2 steals. I don't think he's really a pickup outside of a really deep format, but if you need somebody that can get you some points and some threes, and could possibly hurt your field goal percentage, Eric Gordon is a good target in the deeper format. For Alec Burks is still questionable for Saturday. He didn't play yesterday. Reggie Bullock is somebody that I picked up, but he didn't do all that well in yesterday's performance. I ended up trying to give a chance to Raul Nito on my team and dropped Reggie Bullock. But Reggie Bullock will still have some value as long as Alec Burks is questionable to play. And if he's not playing, that means minutes for Reggie Bullock, which means he could potentially help your team. Desmond Bane, we discussed him the other day, had 3 three-pointers, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and it looks like he may be one of the beneficiaries from the injuries plaguing the Grizzlies right now. So somebody else to keep an eye on in a very deep format, just to see if he can continue getting minutes and helping your team. Mason Plumlee continues to be picked up quickly. He played 25 minutes on the 29th. He plays again today. He was probably dropped after his performance against Golden State, and it looks like he's being picked up for his games being played today. Mason Plumlee, I think, can help your team if he's consistently getting minutes, which the lack of competition on that Pistons team for center minutes makes me think he's going to have a pretty secure role unless they do something like make a trade. And you also have Blake Griffin, who's consistently injured, which means he's going to have plenty of opportunities to produce. Dylan Brooks, we've discussed previously. Elfrid Payton had played yesterday, had 59% shooting, had 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 2 turnovers, and another pretty decent game from him, though Yahoo currently has him ranked at 212, and that is due to his lack of steals, blocks, high turnovers, 3 turnovers to 4.4 assists. So he is a flawed fantasy asset, but in certain formats he can be useful, especially if you're punting some of the categories he's not as good in. Jordan Clarkson only played 19 minutes in a loss to the Phoenix Suns, though he did have 2 three-pointers and 2 steals. I like to see that. I think he's going to be consistently good for the majority of the year, and he'll get more than 19 minutes. So he's somebody else I would pick up if you see him on your waiver wire. I've seen him on a few waiver wires. I dropped Lou Williams the other week. Danilo Gallinari, right ankle sprain has been ruled out. So it looks like he played 3 minutes on the 30th, got injured, and now he's been ruled out for his game today. So if you have Danilo Gallinari, he's aging, he's injury prone, and he's on a team with a lot of offensive weapons and a lot of young pieces. So this probably helps John Collins get more minutes if Danilo Gallinari is not taking any minutes from him. If you want to move on from Danilo Gallinari or wait to see if he gets IR eligibility and throw him in the IR, that wouldn't be a bad idea for you either. Larry Nance Jr., we just mentioned him a second ago with the injury to Kevin Love. He's in the starting lineup. He got 36 minutes, and as long as he's getting minutes, he's able to help your team. According to Yahoo, he's the 13th ranked player in fantasy basketball right now, and he's always been one of those players that produces more for you in fantasy than he does in real life. And these numbers are really nice. The 5 assists, 2.6 steals, and a block per game. Very strong production, and I think he can keep it up. With Kevin Love gone the next few weeks, if Larry Nance is on your waiver wire, you definitely want to pick him up. Josh Hart is someone else that has been getting a significant playing time on his team. He's probably not going to wow you with the scoring, but he can be pretty dynamic. He's a guy that can get you a lot of rebounds. He can get you steals. He occasionally can get you some blocks, and he'll get you some three-pointers. If you need a shooting guard with one of your streamer spots, Josh Hart is definitely one of my top targets on the waiver wire, especially if it's one of those bare waiver wires. Evan Fournier is dealing with some back issues, so he is questionable for tomorrow. I would hold on to him for right now. He's averaging good amount of threes. His percentages are nice, and he's getting you a good amount of steals, and the turnovers aren't awful. They're under his assists, so he's somebody, if you have him, hold on to him, even if he does miss. Nerlens Noel is being dropped because he continues to not get a whole lot of minutes. He only got 18 minutes in this one. He's ranked at 175, and like I told you before, if you want to move on from Nerlens Noel, it's hard to tell you not to when he's not getting consistent minutes. I was hoping he would get more close to 20 to 25 minutes. That has not happened. If you're in a deeper format like my 16-team league, I have him, and I'm just going to keep him because he does have the ability to get me steals and blocks pretty quickly, and hopefully he's able to get more playing time but I may be smoking the hopium when it comes to that. Who else can we discuss? DeMarcus Cousins only got 14 minutes. So if you have him on your team, I hope you did not use a high draft position to pick him up, because there may be some limited playing time for him, especially as long as Christian Wood and PJ Tucker are healthy. Bertans, we mentioned him earlier. He got 21 minutes, only had 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. I expect him to do better than he has been, and he had a strong game the game before. He's one of the best shooters in the league, and hopefully the three-pointers are going to fall more consistently and he can get a larger role, because he's probably the best shooting center that you can get in fantasy basketball right now. Terrence Ross is being dropped after dealing with a right hamstring injury. He is probable for Saturday. So if he was dropped in your league, he's been playing really well. So if somebody dropped him because of concerns with his right hamstring injury and him missing that game yesterday, you definitely want to go ahead and pick him up. PJ Tucker, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds. Even though on paper he had 0 points, that's actually not a bad stat line. Though, of course, with anyone getting over 30 minutes, it's hard to stomach a 0 point game. Even 6-7 points is better than getting 0. But still, though, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 0 turnovers. He actually helps you a lot in those categories with that game. Bismack Biyombo. What did Bismack Biyombo do? Bismack Biyombo has been incredibly underwhelming, even by Bismack Biyombo standards. The rebounding isn't really there. The shot blocking is not great. The turnovers are pretty high. I mean, he got 4 assists. Hard to be too upset at that. But he hasn't been great. So if you want to drop him for somebody else, CeeDee Osmond had 21 minutes and had his second game where he shot under 15%, well, under 20%. Really rough performance from him. And unless you're in a really deep format, you probably don't want him on your team. Marvin Bagley, rough performance from him. And it's kind of crazy Hassan Whiteside isn't getting any minutes, because they want Marvin Bagley getting those minutes. I didn't draft him. I didn't believe in his upside as much as other people have. His percentages are really bad. The rebounding is bad for a guy playing center minutes. The assist is bad. He has 0.8 assists and 2.2 turnovers. The steals and blocks are just bad. Not a good fantasy basketball player. He has the potential to be, I suppose, but he's not being one right now. And it's killing me that he's the reason Hassan Whiteside's not getting more minutes. At least from a fantasy basketball perspective, that's killing me. Maybe Marvin Bagley's a better real-life player than him and allows them to play quicker. I don't know. Patrick Williams, after a strong preseason and a strong first game, has been pretty underwhelming. He only got 18 minutes despite a lot of players being under the COVID protocol. So if you have Patrick Williams and there's a hot free agent on the waiver wire that you rather have, then now might be time to cut bait. But keep an eye on Patrick Williams to see if at some point he starts getting minutes again. Cam Reddish, I picked him up on a few teams. Cam Reddish had 20 points, had 2 threes, 45% shooting, made 80% of his free throws, got a block, and he's been pretty good so far. Very happy with the teams I have him on, including the Brock Lesnar's Cash League. I picked him up off the waiver wire pretty late, and I like his ability and his potential to really help my team despite picking him so late in the draft. And in my other league, picked him off the waiver wire just yesterday. So if he's on the waiver wire in your league, I think you want to pick up Cam Reddish, because his ability to get... People are so high on Darius Bazley, but I think Cam Reddish might be a better version of what we are getting from Darius Bazley, if I'm going to be completely honest. Chris Boucher got 24 minutes, had 1 3, 9 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. And hopefully we see him getting consistent minutes, because if he's getting consistent minutes, he's going to be a productive fantasy basketball player. We definitely don't want to see him getting 5 minutes again, as it happened against Philly. But it may have been unfair expecting him to be able to hold his own against someone like Joel Embiid. Still, though, if he's on your waiver wire, definitely worthy of picking up. And if you have him on your team, hold on to see if he can continue getting minutes. And we may see his play improve significantly if he's getting consistent minutes, being that he's a young player, still developing. All right, guys, went over all the waiver wire transactions. That was a pretty long list. Tell me who I missed or who I did not discuss. I noticed Raul Neto was not here. He's somebody I would personally want to discuss. Maybe he shows up if I look under just point guards. Here he is right here. Raul Neto had a pretty strong performance. He had 3 three-pointers, had 15 points, had 3 steals, and this was with Russell Westbrook actually playing. So when Westbrook didn't play on the 27th, he had a really strong performance then, but only got 15 minutes, did not do well on the 29th. That's why I picked up Raul Neto when he had the strong performance playing with Russell Westbrook. So if you need a point guard in a really deep format, I'm talking like 16 to 20 team leagues, I would pick him up and give him a flyer. Derek White is available to play against the Lakers on Friday. And if he is on your waiver wire or on your IR, now is the time to activate him. Go ahead and pick him up. I believe in Derek White. My only concerns I had with him all along were his toe injury. And if he's available to play, I love his upside. I think Keldon Johnson, Lonnie Walker are going to take a hit with Derek White being back in the fold. I don't expect DeJounte Murray to take a hit, and I'm hoping we finally see Popovich play them together significant minutes. I think they work really well together. All right, guys, I think we covered the majority of the most notable players on the waiver wire based on waiver wire trends. I hope that was helpful. If it was, leave a comment below letting me know that. If it wasn't helpful, you can let me know that too, though I may not reply to it because I wanted to keep it positive vibes only. All right, I'm just kidding. You can hate if you want. I'm not. It's a new year. Whatever. Haters gonna hate, right? I also did want to apologize. I think I said in my last video recap yesterday that Kevin Porter Jr. is back. He is not back. He didn't play. I don't know where I got that from. So I did want to apologize for that. Or any misinformation I do provide. I do my best to provide you the most accurate information. But again, I'm one person. So sometimes I'm going to make some mistakes. It's impossible to watch every game, highlights of every game, and still bring you videos every day. But I did want to apologize for that. So if you caught that and you thought this guy's an idiot, you're probably right. Go ahead, like, turn those thumbs blue for me. Please click subscribe so that we can get to 2,000 subscribers. We're getting close. Until next time, Brock Lesnar here wishing you a happy, happy, happy new year. Definitely hope it's better than 2020. 'Cause 2020 was a bit of a...